2 Chronicles chapter 16. Really, we'll be in chapters 14 through 16. But we'll start in chapter 16, verse 11. 2 Chronicles, that's in the Old Testament. 1 and 2 Kings and 1 and 2 Chronicles kind of cover the same material. They talk about the different kings of Israel and Judah. By the time we get just a little ways into Kings and Chronicles, we see that things are not good, that the nation of Israel has been split into two. The two groups are referred to as Judah and Israel. Judah was comprised of the tribe of Judah and Benjamin, and Israel were the other 10 tribes. And Israel never had a good king. You go back and you read, all of their kings were bad. Not a single one of them were good. Judah had a few good kings. And one of the good kings that they had was King Asa. And that's who we're going to talk about today. I'm sure y'all probably know all about King Asa. And if you don't, then good news. We're going to learn about him today. We don't know much about him. There's very little said about him in 2 Chronicles. And even less than that in Kings when it talks about him. But even in a story like this, maybe there's some little something we can take from this story today. So let's read through these verses, then we'll pray, and we'll get started. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 11. Note that the events of Asa's reign from beginning to end are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. In the 39th year of his reign, Asa developed a disease in his feet, and his disease became increasingly severe. Yet even in his disease, he did not seek the Lord, but only the physicians. Let's pray. God, we come to you this morning. We thank you for your good word, and I pray, God, that your Holy Spirit would be with us this morning. I pray that you would help us to be free of the worries and the distractions and the thoughts of the world, dear Lord, that are competing for our attention now. I pray, God, that your Holy Spirit would just give us a sense of peace today, that we would listen to you, that you would open our ears and open our heart, dear Lord. I pray, God, that we would hear these words today, that we would be a people who would seek you this morning, dear Lord. I pray that you would take away any pride or fear that's within me, dear Lord, that any word that comes from my mouth today would be for you and for your glory. So I pray, God, that in these few minutes that you would just meet us where we are, dear Lord, and help us to be a people who would seek you and trust you. In Jesus' name I pray it. Amen. Now some of you may be saying, what in the world does King Asa and his feet have to do with anything? Well, there's a little more to the story as we see the story of King Asa unfold. Now, you can go back this week and read in more detail the whole story. It's very short, but we see a change in Asa's life and a change in his people's life as the story progresses by the time we get to the verse that we see. Now, King Asa had reigned for a long time, 41 years, one of the longest reigning kings in Judah. And he certainly was a godly man. He was a man who feared the Lord and a man who did what was right up until right here at the end. We see a little blemish that is attributed to him. Now, if we turn back to 2 Chronicles chapter 14, we see that Asa is about to go into battle with the Cushites. The people of Cush are coming against his people, and they're outnumbered almost 2-1. It's almost twice as many of them. And so they are in big trouble. How are Asa and his soldiers going to be able to defeat the Cushites? Well, they're probably not going to be able to based on human strength alone. So look at what Asa does in 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 11. 2 Chronicles 14, verse 11. Then Asa cried out to the Lord his God, Lord, there is no one beside you to help the mighty and those without strength. Help us, Lord our God, for we depend on you. And in your name we have come against this. In your name we have come against this large army. Yahweh, you are our God. do not let a mere mortal hinder you. So the Lord routed the Cushites before Asa and before Judah, and the Cushites fled. So here we see earlier on in Asa's reign as king, he was in a bad situation. He was up against a situation that was really unwinnable. He did not have much hope. He did not have enough strength to be able to defeat the enemy army, and his only hope was to seek the Lord. And that's exactly what he did. When everything was looking like it was stacked against him, when there was no way for him to win, when there was no way for him to be delivered, he did the one thing that you and I need to do. Perhaps we've done that at some point in our life. Perhaps we've done that at many points in our life. That we acknowledge that we are in a bad situation. That we acknowledge that whatever we are up against is too hard on us. It's too hard for us to take on our own strength. And Asa acknowledges that. He says, God, I do not have the strength. But Lord, would you hear my prayer? Would you hear my cry? God, would you help us? And guess what God did? As so many times in Scripture we see, God is with his people, and even when they are outnumbered and overmanned in every way, we see it time and time again that when God's people will seek God, that God will come to their aid and God will deliver them. That there is nothing that is too big for God. Now, there are things that are too big for you this morning. There are things in your life, just like what Asa was facing. Maybe you're not up against an enemy army, but there are things in your life that are too heavy for you right now. Tragedies that have occurred in your life, health problems that have occurred in your life, trouble at work, whatever it is, there are things in our life that are too hard for us and they are too big for us, and we do not have the strength. But they are not too big for God this morning. They are not too big for God. Whatever you are up against, God has the strength to deliver you. God has the strength to walk through with you through this if you would just seek the Lord. And Asa, being a good king and a godly man, he did the right thing. He called out to God and God delivered him. God delivered his people. And this brought about a bit of a revival amongst God's people. Now, this is a theme that we see throughout the Old Testament among God's people. They'll live in sin, or they'll get themselves into trouble, and then it's almost as though it's a last resort. Like, oh, we tried everything else. Let's call out to God, and maybe he can help. And shocker, when people finally decide to turn to God, God always helps if they genuinely and earnestly seek him. And so they had this big deliverance, this big win that God had blessed them with. And so this gets the people on fire. So these people begin to really seek the Lord. And we see that when we flip to 2 Chronicles chapter 15. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. Listen to what these verses say. The Spirit of God came on Azariah, son of Obed. So he went out to meet Asa and said to him, Asa and all Judah and Benjamin, hear me. The Lord is with you when you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you abandon him, he will abandon you. For many years Israel has been without the true God, without a teaching priest, and without instruction. But when they turned to the Lord God of Israel in their distress and sought him, he was found by them. So this guy comes to Asa and says, look, this is what the Lord says. This is what the Lord wants you to know. If you will seek me, you will be delivered. If you will seek me, I will be with you. But if you don't seek me, if you abandon me, then you'll be abandoned. Now, there is nothing in this world that we can do apart from the Lord. We can try our best and we can make it a little ways and we can think we're doing pretty good. But if it has not already occurred to you, it is going to occur. At some point in your life, you're going to be overwhelmed. It's going to be too much. There's going to be something you go through that you cannot make it another step, that you cannot go another day, that you are ready to give up. And it's in those days that even in a little story like this, a little story that we may have read and passed over many times and not thought of it, it's little stories like this that are reminders to us, that are calling us to remember to seek the Lord. It reminds us of what happens when we seek the Lord, and it reminds us of what happens when we abandon the Lord. And that's what he says here. Look, if you seek the Lord, he'll be with you, but if you abandon the Lord, he'll abandon you. And if the Lord is not with us, we find ourselves in trouble. And he even gives an example. He said, look, when Israel would seek God, things would be good, but when they wouldn't, things would be bad. And what does it say at the end of the verse here? It says in verse 4, but when they turned to the Lord their God of Israel in their distress and sought him, he was found by them. Here's this idea. There's this theme that we see in this short little story of Asa. And the theme is to seek God. When Asa was up against the Cushites, he sought God. Here we see that Asa and the people are called to seek God. They are given an example of Israel, that when they would seek God, he was with them. And so we're starting to see a theme in the life of Asa and in the life of the people. And it's a good theme. It's a theme that starts at the beginning of the story. Asa sought God. All right, everybody's excited about the Lord. There's a bit of a revival. And now the people are going to seek God. Let's read a little further in the 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 12. Then they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their ancestors with all their mind and all their heart. That pretty much sums it up. Even Jesus says something similar. What is the most important thing for us? It is to seek the Lord our God with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and strength. It's to love him, Jesus said, and to love our neighbor. This same idea we see repeated even in the New Testament, even among Jesus. And when the people hear this word, when the people hear this command, this call to seek God, what do? They receive it excitedly. And they said, look, we are going to seek God. We make a covenant now that we will be a people who seek the Lord. Things are going good, as they often do when we seek the Lord. Have you ever made a decision in your life where you didn't seek the Lord? Oftentimes those things fail. But I can just about guarantee you that every time that you have earnestly and genuinely sought the Lord and listened to what he told you, not just seek him and he tells you what you don't want to hear. Sometimes that happens too. You ask him about something, he don't tell you what you want to hear, and you kind of go your own way. Those situations always end bad. But when we earnestly and genuinely seek God with all of our heart and listen to him, those situations always turn out for the better. They always turn out to the good because God knows better than we know. And we think we know. We want to do things our way. We want to seek our own will. But if we really want to find peace and success and joy in our life, that comes when we seek the will of God. When we seek him for help, when we seek him for our strength, when we're not trusting in the world or in our abilities and the things that we know and the things that we can do, we're not trusting in other people around us, but we are seeking God and trusting him. And Asa had done that. And here we see God's people had done that. Let's continue on a little further. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 15. All Judah rejoiced over the oath, for they had sworn it with all their mind. They had sought him with all their heart, and he was found by them. So the Lord gave them rest on every side. Everything's going great. Maybe that's the case for some of us today. Maybe we seek the Lord. Maybe we've been seeking the Lord for years. Maybe we listen to what he's saying. Maybe we trust him. Maybe we know he's our strength. Maybe we know that he is our deliverer. But we need to be reminded of stories like these. that we need to seek the Lord. And you say, well, I'm doing good today. Well, praise the Lord. You're doing good today. There are seasons in our life where we do good. But we need even little stories like this to remind us to continue to seek the Lord. And now we arrive back at the verse that we started at. King Asa is looked at as a good king. He sought the Lord's help. The Lord delivered him. He led the people right. They listened to God's command. They were excited. They said, we're going to seek God. God's going to be with us. God took care of them. God gave them peace. God gave them rest on every side. All was good when they would seek God. And then we get to chapter 16, where it says the verses we started at. In verse 12, chapter 16, verse 12, in the 39th year of his reign, Asa developed a disease in his feet, and his disease became increasingly severe. Yet even in his disease, he did not seek the Lord, but only the physicians. He didn't seek the Lord. Now this is a man who knew what it meant to seek the Lord. This is a man who had sought the Lord, and the Lord had been with him and delivered him. This is a man who led his people into seeking the Lord. And yet at the end of his reign, he got a foot disease, and he did not seek the Lord. Instead, it says that he trusted in the physicians. Now you go back and read a few verses before, there's another part of the story as well. That there was a king who was coming against him. There was a king who was coming against Asa. Now you would think that Asa would say, hey, not worried about this. I've been here before. I'm not worried about a king who's going to come against me. I'm not worried about another army. I'm going to call out to God because God has delivered me greatly. But do you know what Asa does in the story a few verses before this? When the enemy is coming against him, he goes and seeks another king for help. He doesn't seek the Lord. It's as if somehow he's forgotten. It's as if somehow he's forgotten that it's the Lord who delivers him. It's the Lord who has strengthened him. It's the Lord who had given them rest. And if Asa would have called out to the Lord against the other army, guess what? God would have delivered them, I would imagine. But Asa didn't do that. We see Asa started out so good. But at some point in the story, something changed. I don't know what changed. He started off seeking the Lord, and then he began to trust in other people. He began to trust in another king to save him. He began to trust in the physicians to save him. But what he should have been doing was seeking the Lord in everything that he did. So what about you and I? Maybe we are not so unlike Asa today. Maybe there are some of us today who've experienced the power of God. Maybe we started doing well. Maybe we have sought God and we have trusted in God and we have seen God work and we have experienced God's peace and we've experienced God's deliverance. But maybe somewhere along the way for us today, we are at a point in our life as we sit on these pews that there's something in our life going on and we need to be reminded to seek God. You may have read the scripture. You may know you need to seek God. But maybe today you need to be reminded it's a constant struggle. Our life is full of struggle from the time we are born till the time that we die. And we need to be reminded constantly that there is no hope but God. There is no deliverer but God. And somewhere along the way, Asa forgot that. Now, I'm not saying Asa was an evil man. I'm just saying that there were times in his life that he should have been trusting in God and he was trusting in man. And maybe that's the case for some of us today. Who would have thought that a story about a king with some nasty feet would have any bearing on us today? But yet even a story like this reminds us that we need to seek the Lord, that we don't fall into that same trap. What about you and I today? Is there anything in your life today, and maybe you know God and you know God's Word, but maybe you just haven't been seeking Him? Maybe today the Lord wants you to call on Him. Maybe today the Lord wants to give you some peace and to give you some deliverance. He just wants you to seek Him with all of your heart. He just wants you to come to Him and ask. He just wants you to come to Him and say, look, Lord, my strength is weak. Lord, I cannot do it. But God, I see time and time again where you are with your people and you hear their cries and you hear their call. And God, I pray today that you would just listen to me, that you would come to me, that you would deliver me. And I promise you that if you would seek God today, he would hear your prayers and he would be with you. I can't promise you that he's going to make everything in your life better or that he'll make your situation go away, but I can promise you that he's going to be with you. I can promise you that he's going to give you peace beyond understanding. I can promise you that he's going to give you strength, and he may even very well deliver you from whatever it is, but you have to seek him and you have to call out to him. Jesus says the same thing in the New Testament. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. What a powerful statement. This is exactly what Asa was doing. This is what the people of God were doing in this story. But somewhere along the way, they lost their way. Somewhere along the way, they lost their way. And maybe that's the story for you and I today. Maybe for some of us today, somewhere along the way, we have lost our way. We have started living for ourselves. We have not been seeking the Lord's instructions and his guidance and his help. Maybe today you need to seek first the kingdom of God. Did you say, God, I'm not going to live for myself and my own desires, but God, I want to live for your kingdom. God, I'm broken. God, this sin has got the best of me. God, this situation I'm in has gotten the best of me. God, I am heartbroken. Whatever it is, whatever our circumstance it is, we need to go to God and say, God, I'm not in a good place. I'm not where I want to be. God, I need you. So God, today I come to you and I seek you. And God hears those prayers. And we need to be those today who seek God for the forgiveness of our sins, that we enter into the kingdom of God. That entrance only comes through Jesus Christ. Our healing only comes through Jesus Christ. Our healing of our sin, our healing of our sickness, whatever healing comes in our life, it only comes through Jesus Christ. Whatever deliverance we receive in our life, it only comes through the power of Jesus Christ. But we must be those who seek the Lord. So let us not fall into the trap of Asa, that after walking so good, we begin to trust in ourselves and trust in other people for our deliverance. Let us be those today who trust in the Lord and the Lord alone. Let us seek him today with all of our heart. Let's pray. God, we come to you today. We thank you for this simple, short story of Asa, and what a beautiful reminder of your mercy and your grace and your deliverance, dear Lord. That if we would just cry out to you and call out to you and seek you, dear Lord, you are faithful to hear and to deliver us today, to give us the strength in our weakness, God. God, I pray that we would have the same response as Asa's people did, that we would rejoice at hearing your word. We would rejoice at seeing your power, both in this story and in so many others in Scripture, dear Lord, that we would be those who would seek you with all of our heart and all of our mind, that we would rejoice in you, dear Lord, today. And God, I pray that you help us to be alert, because we are humans, and we get so caught up in the things of the world and doing things our way, dear Lord, that sometimes, even though if we know you, dear Lord, we just kind of forget to call out to you, God. So may this story be a reminder for us today, dear Lord. If there are any in this room that have not been seeking you, that maybe today that they would seek you first, that you would remind us from this point forward, dear Lord, to always seek you first. God, I pray that if there are any in this room that do not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior this morning, that they would seek him today. God, maybe they've been seeking him and they don't even know it, dear Lord. Maybe they've been seeking peace and forgiveness and love and grace in their life, and they don't know where that comes from. But dear Lord, I pray today that they know that that will only be found in Jesus Christ. So I pray, God, that they would seek him with all of their heart and all of their mind today, that they would repent of their sinfulness and put their faith and trust in Jesus. God, maybe there are some in here today and they're yours, and they've trusted you in the past, and they know your goodness, and for whatever reason, dear Lord, they've just started trusting in their own abilities. They've started trusting in other people. They've started trusting in other things for their deliverance today. God, I pray that you would forgive us if we've done that. And I pray that today that we would once again seek you. God, you know these people, you know their hearts, you know their situations. God, you know everybody's, they're going through something, dear Lord. We just have a lot going on in our lives. So I pray, God, whatever folks have going on today, dear Lord, that in these moments that they would seek you, that they would give it to you, dear Lord. I pray that you would just give them some peace this morning. I pray that you'd give them some strength this morning. I pray that you'd give them some encouragement this morning, God, to know that whatever they are up against, they are not alone, that you are with them. If we would only cry out to you today, if we would only seek you today. So I pray that we would. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.